I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Big issues, big guest. And again, this is a remarkable story that really... thank God there is some police work being done here, and that's not critical of the average cop. In fact, I have three texts from police telling me what they'd like to say to Bill McSwain. So let's bring in a U.S. attorney right here for the Eastern District, Mr. Bill McSwain, and then tell him to stand down for a minute. Hi, Bill. Don't say anything for a minute. Is that possible?
No problem, Dom.
Okay. I just wanted to say to you, for a full minute here, some of the emails I've gotten. I told people, here's one from a guy who's in command in the some police department. Please tell Bill thank you on behalf of the men and women of the Philadelphia Police Department. Another from a cop that's not in command. Please tell Bill this was tremendous police work. My own sentiments, reading this one piece in a couple of Philadelphia websites, is how skillful, how dogged this is for something that I'm sad to say that people were not expecting and don't really appreciate what it's like to identify. We hear this all the time. What are we supposed to do? How can we pick somebody out that's causing mayhem here and may allegedly do it in the future? So, Bill McSwain, I'm so honored that you come on the show, and I'm honored that you were one of our persons of the year at the Feast of the Seven Fishes. We don't do it 2 years in a row, but if we did, we would have you there again. In my years of doing this, this is a remarkable example of what I think great police and prosecutors do every day. And I'll share some of the concerns that you've seen in the article. So thank you for standing down for that. And take us inside. What are your thoughts today?
Well, thank you, Dom. It's a very nice introduction. I appreciate it. This was great investigative work and great investigative work by the FBI in conjunction with the prosecutors in my office. And what we're trying to do, in a nutshell, is we're trying very hard to distinguish between criminal violence, which has no justification, and peaceful protest, which, of course, we support and protect. But there needs to be real accountability and real punishment for things like rioting and looting and torching police cars. Because those things have nothing to do with legitimate protest. And if you lump the rioters and the looters and the people torching police cars in with the protesters by essentially treating them the same, by not punishing anybody, I think you're actually harming the protesters.
Yes.
By delegitimizing their message. There is no justification for letting rioters and looters and people who burn police cars or blow up ATMs or do things like that, there's no justification for letting them off the hook. And so this was a significant case, a major case, as you mentioned, but it's going to be followed by many others. We are very focused on this, very focused on bringing accountability for this violence. And as I've said in the past, and as you know, the Philadelphia District Attorney has abdicated his responsibility to enforce the law. So we are stepping into that accountability vacuum, and we're going to do everything possible to bring federal charges when federal charges are available.
Well, let me just say the media, in my view, don't want to draw you into that, but many of them have abdicated that too, because to our listeners, et cetera, one of the reasons, Bill, and you know, I don't know about you, I don't even want to draw you into that, But some things are so offensive, not just because of the crime, because of the boldness, broad daylight, where it happened. And it's offensive to me because I know there's a mentality there. If I can just do this and get away with it, burning up police cars right in front of City Hall in broad daylight, there is nothing about the rule of law that's going to work and stop more of this in the future. This isn't even clever or hidden or whatever. It's bold.
I think there is an element to that, and it's symbolic. If you're torching a police car right in front of City Hall and you think you can get away with that, where is that going to lead? Now, these are, at this point, all allegations.
Yes.
We will have to prove our case in court. But I will say that the individual here, Ms. Blumenthal, who was charged, she showed up to this protest wearing protective goggles and flame-retardant gloves. Who shows up at a protest like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Our belief is that this was all very premeditated. And another piece of the puzzle here that's very ironic is we ultimately identified her from her peace tattoo on her right forearm. And Dom, I guess nothing really says peace quite like torching a police car.
There's the line of the day, or two of them, it may be, in this case. Now, you mentioned Larry Krasner again, and the only thing Philly.com has him in here using social media for, Bill McSwain, is with this police officer. And look, that's fine, but a little bit of balance here. It doesn't seem that he doggedly, and I haven't seen him say, thank God we may have taken some element off the street here, potentially, allegedly, that is really serious. And then he could pivot to saying, because this person, if she did this, diminishes all the protesters. He could go down that path as you just did.
He made an announcement last week where he's essentially saying that he's not going to be pursuing any real charges against any of the looters, any of the people who brought violence to our city. He's calling it restorative justice, basically saying, well, maybe they can pay back a little bit of money or the things that they stole or damaged. Maybe we can have them pay back some money, and maybe we can put them into a diversionary program, have them do community service and the like, which is really just a euphemism for not enforcing the law. Mm. If people were literally rioting, literally destroying neighborhoods, and your concern is with so-called restorative justice instead of being concerned about enforcing the law and protecting the rights of the neighborhood and the law-abiding citizens, you have your priorities completely mixed up. So he's trying to make it sound good when he uses the word justice, restorative justice. But what he's really doing is he's announcing to the world, which is consistent with his worldview, that he's not going to do anything about this lawlessness.
And in fact, one story, you may have seen this, but for listeners, Bill, a store in Olney, so not even Center City, on the stretch of Walnut Street, they say in the paper or website today that about $90,000 was stolen and various goods taken out of that. Now, that's a small business, not in the center of Center City. We're talking big time stuff here. And what happens is we're seeing Philadelphia, the boarded up, the plywood stuff, as the new normal here. It doesn't have to be that way. If looters know, there's a pretty good certitude they're going to get caught, and for the damage they do, they are going to get a stiff penalty. It's got to deter some of it.
I think it will. I think what we're doing federally will deter a lot of people. There are things that we can do and that we are doing to bring accountability and deterrence to the equation. And talking about it on your program and being transparent with the public about it, I think, helps with that. And I'm very sympathetic to the business owners who were already struggling with the pandemic, who were just sort of hanging on for dear life. And now their businesses and their neighborhoods get ransacked. And the DA's concern is what? He's certainly not concerned about the harm that the victims have suffered here. But we're concerned about the harm that the neighborhood has suffered. We're concerned about the harm that victims have suffered. And we're also concerned about protecting the rights of peaceful protesters. And again, if you lump everybody in together, if you treat a looter and a rioter and someone who blows up an ATM or torches a police car as a protester, you're delegitimizing the message of the protesters and you're doing them a disservice. So we are not only enforcing the law, but I think we are also vindicating the rights of people to protest peacefully.
That's the way that I see it. You did indicate there might be more of this from what we saw on that Saturday and related matters coming up.
There will be more. We have active investigations into things like arsons, more damage to police vehicles, ATMs in the city being damaged, federal property being damaged. You're going to see a lot of cases over the course of the next few weeks and months because this is very, very important, and it's our job, and we're going to do it.
Absolutely. Well, Bill, thank you so much. Thanks for coming on today, too. And again, thanks to the FBI and the others that worked on this. It was almost like CSI. It's almost like if you put this on TV, the T-shirt, for example, that helped to explain. And the trail along all these fashion things. You must have some fashionistas working over there that they were able to piece it together. It reads like a detective novel, but what it reads like to me is to have the guts to put the right priorities and then to be dogged in following the law and making sure that people have a fair and safe environment in Philadelphia. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. And you're right that it was great investigative work, primarily from publicly available information from various internet sources, which is out there for anybody to look at. We also used grand jury subpoenas in our investigation, and we did everything absolutely by the book. There's no privacy violations or anything like that that some people have been squawking about. Any suggestion that there was any violation of anyone's privacy by looking at publicly available information on the internet is just absurd and not really even worthy of discussion.
Bill, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.